Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Why People Don't Like You by John Bramnick is a humor-driven, practical guide to everyday interpersonal skills and basic social etiquette. Bramnick, known publicly as a politician, comedian, and trial lawyer, frames the book as a set of short axioms or rules that highlight common behaviors that push others away in conversation, at work, and in social settings. Rather than building a single academic argument, the book relies on quick, memorable observations that nudge readers toward greater self-awareness and better social judgment. A distinctive feature mentioned across public descriptions and reviews is the use of humorous drawings alongside the rules to reinforce the lesson and keep the tone light. The result is positioned as an easy, accessible read that aims to help people notice their own habits, laugh at them, and make small corrections that improve likability in relationships. It targets a broad audience, including adults and teens, and emphasizes practical takeaways over theory. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, axiom-based format that makes social advice easy to remember. A central method in Why People Don't Like You is its axiom or rule-based structure. Instead of long chapters that slowly develop a concept, Bramnick delivers many short entries that each spotlight a single social misstep or irritating habit. This format matches the book's goal quick, recognition followed by quick correction. Readers are not asked to memorize a complex framework. They are asked to notice patterns in their own behavior and adjust in the moment. Public descriptions and reviews consistently describe the book as a quick read, which fits this design. The axioms also function like prompts for self-diagnosis. Because each rule is narrow, it is easier for a reader to say, "I do that," or "I have seen that," and then translate the observation into a simple behavioral change. The humorous illustrations frequently noted in listings and reviews strengthen recall and keep the experience light rather than scolding. Taken together, the format creates a checklist-like approach to being more pleasant to deal with without requiring the reader to adopt a new personality or follow a rigid self-help program. Secondly, everyday behaviors that quietly reduce likability. The book's core promise is straightforward: people often become disliked for ordinary, repeatable behaviors, not for one dramatic flaw. Bramnick uses humor to point out these common social errors in day-to-day interactions, the kind that happen in offices, families, friendships, and casual public encounters. The emphasis is on the small things that accumulate into a negative impression, such as poor conversational habits, self-centered behavior, or ignoring basic courtesy. Because the advice is presented as rules, the reader is repeatedly directed back to what is observable and fixable: what you say, how you act, how you respond, and whether you are aware of the effect you have on others. The comedic tone helps deliver a message that might otherwise feel uncomfortable, namely, that you may be the source of your own social friction. Reviews often highlight that some rules feel obvious, but also note that seeing them plainly stated can be a wake-up call. That reaction fits the book's approach. It is less about revealing hidden psychology and more about retraining attention toward the everyday habits that influence how people experience you. Thirdly, self-awareness is the starting point for better relationships. A consistent takeaway from the book's positioning is that improved likability begins with self-awareness. Bramnick does not present interpersonal success as a mysterious talent. He treats it as a practical skill built on noticing your own patterns and understanding how they land on other people. The rule-by-rule structure encourages repeated reflection: which of these behaviors do I do, when do I do them, and what is the likely impact? That mindset shifts the focus from blaming others to taking responsibility for the tone you bring into a room. The humor is not only entertainment. It acts as a tool for lowering defensiveness, so readers can recognize themselves in the examples without feeling attacked. Readers who enjoy the book often describe both laughter and recognition, suggesting the book aims for gentle correction rather than harsh critique. By framing social improvement as small adjustments, the book supports a realistic path to better relationships, reduce needless irritation, communicate with more consideration, and become easier to talk to and spend time with. In professional contexts, the same principle applies, because being liked often correlates with being trusted and included. Fourthly, humor and illustrations as teaching tools, not just style. Why People Don't Like You stands out in its category because it intentionally blends etiquette advice with comedy. Public listings and reviews repeatedly mention humorous drawings that accompany each axiom and that visual element matters. In many social skills books, the tone can become earnest or clinical, which can make readers feel judged. Bramnick uses humor to keep the subject approachable, turning awkward truths into something you can laugh at and therefore remember. Illustrations can also simplify an interpersonal lesson into a single image that captures the behavior and its effect, functioning like a mnemonic device. This is especially helpful for readers who do not want a dense self-help text, but still want practical guidance. The comedic delivery also fits Bramnick's public persona as a comedian and trial lawyer, where timing, audience awareness, and reading the room are essential skills. Not every reader will connect with the humor, and some reviews suggest the jokes or the repetition may not work for everyone, particularly in audio form. Still, the book's distinctive packaging makes its advice feel lighter and more immediately usable than many traditional communication manuals. Broad usefulness for adults and teens in real social moments. The book is commonly described as relevant to both adults and teenagers, which reflects how it targets universal social situations rather than niche professional scenarios. By focusing on simple rules of conduct, it speaks to contexts where people often struggle making conversation, participating in groups, handling small conflicts, and avoiding habits that annoy others. For teens, the approachable style and quick entries can make social guidance feel less like a lecture and more like a friendly reality check. For adults, the same material can serve as a refresher on interpersonal basics that can erode under stress, busyness, or workplace pressure. Reviews also note the book's accessibility and speed, suggesting it can be read in short bursts and revisited when needed. This usability is part of its value. It is not a one-time theory to absorb, but a set of reminders you can apply repeatedly. While some readers may find parts of the advice obvious, that can also be the point, since many social problems persist not because people do not know better, but because they forget in the moment. The book aims to close that gap with memorable, repeatable prompts. In conclusion, Why People Don't Like You is best suited for readers who want social skills guidance without a heavy academic tone. Adults looking to improve workplace relationships, strengthen everyday interactions, or reduce unhelpful habits will find it most useful as a self-awareness tool and a set of practical reminders. It can also work well for teenagers and young adults who want straightforward guidance on how to come across better in common social situations, especially if they respond well to humor and quick lessons. The main benefit is not deep theory, but immediate application. The book encourages readers to recognize small behaviors that create friction and to replace them with more considerate, socially intelligent choices. Its rule-based structure makes it easy to pick up, skim, and return to, and the humorous drawings often mentioned by reviewers provide reinforcement through visuals. Compared with classic relationship and communication books that rely on extended explanations, Bramnick's approach is lighter, faster, and more bite-sized, designed for readers with limited time or patience for long self-help narratives. Even when some advice feels obvious, the book can still be valuable as a prompt to practice what many people already know but do not consistently do. If you would like to support John Bramnick, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.